Спасибо, господин.
Thank you, Chairman. And thank you very much to the distinguished ambassador of France for that very interesting statement. Our comments relate to one part of your statement. This doesn't mean that the remainder is not interesting, but this is an issue that the Russian delegation pays particular attention to, Chairman. Here, I'm referring to measures to increase the authoritativeness and activity, the implementation of the 1925 Geneva Protocol on the prohibition of the use of gases and bacteriological methods of warfare. In fact, Chairman, the Geneva Protocol and the Convention Prohibiting Biological and Toxin Weapons are mutually complementary and supplementary. And so there is a synergy, a cumulative effect. The authoritativeness of one agreement contributes to a certain extent to the authoritativeness of another, of the other agreement. And we would like to thank the delegation of France for doing work on promoting the universalization of the Geneva Protocol. We do this work as well. We never lose sight of this aim, and we very much are grateful to France as the sole depository of this agreement. They have a particular responsibility for ensuring the effectiveness of the protocol. The second issue that I wanted to come back to, Chairman, is that of reservations. We believe this is important. We've noted that the distinguished ambassador of France is also taking note of this, and this France, in its national capacity, is trying to raise awareness among states of the existence of these reservations. And we call upon states that continue to hold reservations to withdraw those reservations. This is an extremely serious issue, Chairman, because such reservations mean that they reserve the right to use two forms of weapons of mass destruction, chemical and biological weapons. This is a very serious issue. And as regards the use of using biological agents or toxin weapons in response, or indeed certain types of chemical weapons, relate directly to the subject and aims of this convention. So, Chairman, we will absolutely come back to this subject later. Perhaps we don't exactly have the time to do that now. Perhaps it's not entirely the right place to do so, but that doesn't mean that we have forgotten it. And we will perhaps discuss that at the August PrepCom meeting or in November at the review conference. We will make practical